You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Some schools are test optional, but there are still many universities and colleges that are requiring testing. And as always, as long as I could remember, taking your SATs or your ACTs is very daunting.
No matter what, even if a school says, we don't really put all that much weight behind a test, if you do perfect on a test, if you do great on your SATs, they're going to notice that.
Dr. Sean Patel is the founder and CEO of Prep Expert. Dr. Patel, I got an 880 on my SATs. How do you feel about that?
Stop it. Oh, there's nothing wrong with an 880 on your SATs. I think if you had Prep Expert, we could have got you a 1500, though.
Come on.
I mean, imagine how different your life would have been. You wouldn't even be in this room.
So many doors it could have opened if I just knew how to take the SATs.
You'd probably be wearing a lab coat right now. I mean, imagine that.
All right, so how, you know, I have an older daughter right now who's getting ready to take her SATs for the first time this summer. And, you know, it's a scary thing. I saw you got a perfect score on your SATs. How does that happen?
Really, the formula is pretty simple. What we go through is really two key things. One is official practice SAT materials, but it's not enough just to have practice questions that are good. You also have to have really good test-taking strategies and content that your student can apply to those questions.
So, doctor, you're talking about having sample questions, which obviously it helps to see some of the materials. But after that, does it become memorization?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, what I think is more helpful to strategy we call limit memorization is practice and review, making it a habit how to read the passages, answer the math questions, go through the grammar questions, etc. If that becomes second nature to your student, that's going to massively improve your student's test scores.
You went on Shark Tank and Mark Cuban bought you. I shouldn't say he bought you. You know what I mean. But what was it like working with him and developing your company being a Shark Tank product?
Going on Shark Tank was the best thing that ever happened to me personally and to my business. Working with Mark, I believe, is having the best shark on your side because, one, you get access to Mark Cuban directly, but two, you get access to his whole Mark Cuban company's team. It's been totally a dream come true to have gone on the show, made a deal. I don't know if you know, but a lot of Shark Tank entrepreneurs, they shake the shark's hand and then the deal doesn't go through after due diligence. Mine went through exactly as shown on television.
That's nice. Right. I mean, I always hope that for everybody, you would immediately become best friends after that. You'd move into their house for like a week or two,
probably.
Staying like in their living room while they, you know, teach you all these different things. It's like, you know, a ninja montage or something. Like, you know, they toughen you up and then you go out in the business world.
What did he get on his SATs, Mark Cuban?
I never asked him, but
right,
I will say
nobody cares because he's a billionaire. Right.
Exactly. Once you're a billionaire, I think your SATs become irrelevant. But
I saw a Instagram reel where I get my hard news from. And the guy was giving his advice. He said, if you're not going to an Ivy League school, go to the least expensive school because then it does not matter anymore. Do you believe that?
Yeah, and I would take it a step further. You know, I got into an Ivy League school and I still chose a non-Ivy League. So I don't think it makes as much of a difference anymore. You know, college education is becoming commoditized with AI. You can learn anything on the internet or YouTube. I don't think necessarily what you learn in these colleges is as important as having the degree. Still makes a big difference, you know, in terms of your earnings. I know you'll see a lot of Instagram reels and TikTok reels that will say, oh, college is not important. You can make as much money without it. And that might be true for some people, but the vast majority of studies show that college degrees do make a big impact on your median earnings over time. Just get a college degree. Doesn't matter whether it's Ivy League or not, but it'll make a big difference in your earnings over time.
Dr. Sean Patel, he is CEO and founder of Prep Expert. You can find him online at prepexpert.com. Thank you.